Let me ask you a question. Do your surroundings express what your desires are? In other words, do your sales figures match or come close to what you desire? Or does your bank balance match or come close to what you actually desire? Or for that matter, does your life express what it is that you actually desire to be? You see, there's a fast difference between what we desire and what our beliefs will enable. And our surroundings provide the evidence of our beliefs. Therefore, if the evidence that's shown up in your life is not what you desire, then the first thing you would want to do is actually look at your beliefs. Now, in an earlier episode, I spoke about how our beliefs are formed, but I want to go a little deeper for you on this particular episode. Now, on the episode I called Work and Play, I explained how beliefs are formed. And on the last episode called Head and Heart, I explained the power of engaging your heart in making decisions. So let's go a little deeper on this particular episode. Your head can desire all at once, but if it's not in line with your heart or your beliefs, then the likelihood of those desires coming about are very slim, if not at all. If your desire is to reach a particular number in your sales figures, for example, but your belief is that it's not likely or it doesn't want to, then likewise, it's not going to happen. So you can wish and desire and affirm to yourself all you like about what it is that you desire, but if it's not congruent with your beliefs, then it's not going to happen. I'll say it again, your surroundings provide the evidence of your beliefs. Therefore, if your surroundings are not in line with what you desire, then perhaps it's time to actually look at what your beliefs are. So how do we do it and what can we do about it? Well, first of all, you have to be really honest and truthful with yourself. And this is where your head and your heart connection that I spoke about on the last episode comes more into play. So let's take a couple of really simple examples to help you identify what's actually going on. Take something that you desire to happen, whatever that might be. Just pick something that you desire, and it's typically that you desire more of something. And to make it easy, I'm going to use an example of what many business owners actually desire to have happen, and that is to grow their sales. Now, I know it's business related, but that's because the majority of people I work with are business owners. Now, you might have a personal desire of what you want to bring about, and that's okay, because you'd be able to adapt what it is I'm talking about to your personal life as well. So for the example, I'm going to use sales. Now, for you to do this exercise, it's actually best for you to go and sit down in a quiet spot where you know you're going to be by yourself and you know you're not going to be disturbed. And when you're there in that quiet spot, you're going to bring yourself into a slight meditative state. So how do you do that? Well, first of all, find yourself a quiet spot, as I said, somewhere that you can sit and you know you're not going to be disturbed. Then close your eyes, and for the first few breaths, focus your attention on your eyes actually being closed. And then when you feel yourself be more relaxed, then you can bring your mind to contemplate on what it is that you desire. And as I said, I'm going to use sales as an example for this particular exercise. Now, if you were to contemplate on your sales figures and in your mind you reflect on what it is that you desire your sales figures to be, then when you have that sales figures in your mind, bring your attention down to your heart and your body and feel how your heart and body are responding to your desire. Now, if your heart and body were to say something to you in response to what it is that you desire, what would they be saying in response to what your desires are? And if you don't get anything immediately, that's okay. Just stay with it and contemplate again on what it is that you desire, and then connect with your heart and your body to listen to what it is that they have to say. Treat your heart and body as if they were your imaginary friends, like the way you used to have imaginary friends when you were a kid. And then listen to their response and what they're saying to your desire to increase sales. And then when you have their response, come back out of the meditative state and write down all the different things that were said or all the different things that came up. Now, when I do this on a one-to-one or in a group setting, I'd normally spend a lot more time to get the person to really go down deep and connect with their heart and their body to really understand what it's actually responding to and what it is that they're saying. But here's what you're likely to find if you manage to connect. And as I said earlier, you have to be really honest with yourself. For people that are congruent with their desires, they'll get a response along the lines of an absolute confirmation that it's going to happen. And it would be like cheering them on and that it's actually happening. And those people also have some evidence in their life to show that it's actually happening. In other words, their environment is providing some of the results of what they desire. And then for others where they're not congruent, they'll get responses along the lines of, that's never going to happen. All the extra work that's needed to be done to achieve those sales figures. All the people that we need to get on board, all the new employees we need to get, all this things that need to be managed, all the tasks that have to be done. You're going to need more staff. You're going to need more time. And you don't even really enjoy the work anyway. And the responses go on and on and on along those lines. Your head can be desire one thing, but your inner belief is not to desire because of what the implications might be or because you inwardly believe it's not possible. So if your surroundings are not expressing what you desire, you have to take a look at your beliefs and then go about fixing them. Your beliefs form part of your unconscious blueprint. So if you want to alter your outcomes, you have to alter your beliefs. But let me go through a few other things for you to consider if your surroundings are not in line with your desires. Now, there's loads of what will affect your desires and you not achieving what you desire. But here's a few things that you can get started with. Firstly, when you do that short meditative exercise to determine whether your desires are congruent with your beliefs, identify what the negatives are or what the drawbacks are that come up for you. Now, in the example where I use sales as the desire, the negatives or the drawbacks of that desire could be all the extra work that would be involved in achieving those higher sales figures, all the things that would need to be done, all the things that would need to be managed, what the impact will be on your life or your family or your own free time. Whatever the negatives or the drawbacks are, list them all out. Because each one of those negatives or drawbacks will need to be dissolved, and there's a particular way to dissolve those fully. So that's your first protocol. Next, what you can do is start to determine whether you truly believe whatever you desire can be obtained or achieved. And be really truthful with yourself. When you bring what it is that you desire into your mind, do you believe it will be achieved? And if not, then why not? Because it's the why nots that need to be identified and dissolved. The next thing for you to look at is whether what you desire is in line with your purpose and your genius drivers. And if it's not, then you're going to have a hard time making it happen. You see, you can be trying to climb a ladder in your business or in your career or in your life, but if the ladder is against the wrong wall, then all you're doing is getting to the wrong place. You want to make sure you've got your ladder against the right wall. In other words, you've got to make sure that you're on the right track, on the right purpose. You're only making life harder for yourself otherwise. I talked about this on an earlier episode called The Feathered Brick in the Truck. So if you haven't listened to that episode, it would be really well worth listening to it. Next, what gets in people's way when it comes to something that they desire is they try to figure out the how. In other words, they try and figure out how they're going to get to what they desire. Now, I know this is going to seem very strange coming from a business consultant, let alone a person that qualified as an accountant, where everything needs to be logical, strategized and planned out. But that was me many years ago. When it comes to what you desire, don't try and figure out the how. The how will take care of itself. And this isn't some woo-woo stuff. If you listen to my earlier episodes, you'll absolutely understand why and how you should go about your day, and therefore how the how actually really shows up in your life. Then let me give you a recent example of one of my clients, because it really expressed this particular subject so absolutely amazingly. In one of her calls, my client described how she got an inspired thought in the morning, which she then followed, and the result that had happened so far was absolutely amazing. Now, I say so far as I know there's more to come just from that one inspired thought. But her question to me was this: can it all be really this effortless? And the answer is absolutely yes. You see, we've all grown up to believe that we're to live in a particular way and to achieve the success that we want in a particular way and to work and do things in a particular way. I referred to this on the episode called Work and Play. That's our beliefs playing out. It's the map we've been given. And my invitation to you on that episode was to consider that there is a much, much better and easier way. But it all depends on what you believe. All the episodes in this podcast is to help you achieve this, but that's completely up to you. But to bring it back, as I said, the difficulty that most people have is that they get stuck in figuring out the how. As I wrote in my first book, Evolve, you never worry about how something is to happen or how you're to achieve your desires. The how is not for your conscious mind to work out. If you're trying to figure out the how, then it's really an indication as to your belief, or for that matter, your lack of belief. And lastly, one other thing that really gets people when it comes to what it is that they desire is timing. And especially in the world we live in nowadays, people want things immediately. They don't want to wait any length of time at all. Well, when it comes to you achieving your desires, timing is everything. If you find yourself feeling impatient or anxious or perturbed in some way because what you desire is not happening, then it's not going to happen. Think of it this way. If you're feeling those things, really what you're saying is that you don't really believe because you're looking for the evidence. And because there's a lack of evidence, then you're not going to believe. And when you don't believe, then it's not going to happen. One of the biggest lessons everyone has to learn is patience. And it's one of the hardest lessons to learn. Now, can things happen quicker? Absolutely they can. But if other elements are out of sync, well, the thing that's going to raise its ugly head is patience. When you really drill down into patience, again, what you'll find is a lack of belief that your desire is going to come about. What you can do is pretend the time doesn't exist. And therefore, the time that you do desire for something to come about and the time that it does actually come about no longer exists if you pretend the time doesn't exist. then when time doesn't exist, you've got all the patience in the world. And when that happens, you don't have any attachment. And if you listen to an earlier episode that I called Being Attached, well, you'll understand why you need to have no attachment. Because it all gets back to your genius pendulum. By you being attached, you're bringing your genius pendulum out of equilibrium. And when you're not in equilibrium, then your desires won't come about. It's all very simple, but at the same time, it's all very complex. It's the genius of the executive code. So to finish, when it comes to your desires, first ask yourself, do your surroundings express what your desires are? And if not, it's time then to look at your beliefs. And if your desires are not congruent with your beliefs, then they're not going to come about. And if your desires are not congruent with your purpose and your genius drivers, well, you're going to have a hard time bringing them about. Otherwise, you've actually got your ladder up against the wrong wall. And if you're trying to figure out the how and you're impatient, well, you now know what's actually going to happen. So ask yourself, do your surroundings express what your desires are? Now, if you want to find out more about how I can help you, just head over to my website, paulwilliamdavis.com. And in the meantime, don't forget, sharing is caring. So please share the podcast with others to help spread the message. But until the next time, I wish you every success.